to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I need is you in the morning, you in the night, you every day for the rest of my life. You and me together till the day I die. I'm all yours if you're all mine. Baby, you're all mine. Now, baby, look at you. You're my wildest dream.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel is marking 1 month since the Hamas attack that killed over 1,400 people and triggered the war that continues. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke with ABC's David Muir regarding concerns that Hezbollah or Iran could get involved.
I think they've understood that if they enter the war in a significant way, the response will be very, very powerful. And I hope they don't make that mistake.
It's election day in the U.S., and abortion is a major topic. Voters in Ohio will determine whether the state should guarantee the right to an abortion. There are also governor's races in Kentucky and Mississippi. Former President Donald Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination next year, testified in New York City on Monday as part of the New York State civil fraud trial against the Trump Organization. Former Wall Street darling WeWork, at one time valued at almost $50 billion, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This is ABC News. The father of the alleged gunman who police say opened fire on a July 4th parade last year in Highland Park, Illinois, pled guilty to several of the misdemeanor charges against him.
Robert Cremo Jr. reaching a plea deal with prosecutors who say that he helped his then underage son get a gun license despite warning signs about his behavior. As part of the plea deal, Cremo Jr. pleaded guilty to 7 misdemeanor counts of reckless conduct. Judge George Strickland to Cremo in court Monday.
Do you believe that it is in fact in your best self-interest to enter this plea?
Yes.
Prosecutors said Cremo will serve 2 years probation and 60 days in the Lake County Jail. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Iowa is going to pay a $10 million settlement to the siblings of an adopted 16-year-old girl who weighed 56 pounds when she died of starvation in 2017. An attorney for the siblings says the children were forced to fight for their food. The victim's adoptive mother was sentenced to life in prison. Other family members also received prison sentences. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, overcast. Highs level off around 37. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 31. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 40. Highs level off around 39. Thursday, under cloudy skies. 36. Friday, chance for snow. Another look at the short range. High of 37 today. Lows level off around 31 tonight. We should top off around 40 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 34.
Kiss her on the street. When you kiss her on-
Q Country.
So I was reading that if you want to see Saturn's rings, you got to do it now. Well, you've got a year or two, because after 2024 ends, we're not going to be able to see them just based on the tilt of everything. They're not going anywhere. It's just we're not going to be able to see them for a while.
Yeah.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Never been one to ask for help. If I need a mountain move to move myself. I ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday, quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer.
Online at 98QCountry.com.
Rip my heart right out my chest.
Dwight Smith with World on Fire. So there's been studies about four-day work weeks. A lot of people just do the five-day work week. My girlfriend, though, she only works 4 days, but she works four 10-hour days. But there's been studies about people being more productive in a four-day work week, and they recently surveyed a bunch of workers here in America. 76% of them say they could complete all their work within 4 days rather than five, because they say they're only productive for about 31 hours a week, which is way more.
Hey, you, the one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you've always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff at Amazon. Stuff.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. His pretty girl story.
Stuff from Luke Combs, Where the Wild Things Are. Isn't that a book, too? I think that's a book. Randy Houser, Running Out of Moonlight. We are running out of moonlight, that's for sure, as we get up and get moving into a Tuesday. Stick around. More great country on the way from Dustin Lynch, teaming up with Mackenzie Porter in just a few.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, overcast. Highs level off around 37. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 31. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 40. Highs level off around 39 Thursday under cloudy skies. 36 Friday. Chance for snow. Another look at the short range. High of 37 today. Lows level off around 31 tonight. We should top off around 40 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 33.
Love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98 Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time at Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain. Where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Out the door. 98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Tenpenny, we got history. My name is Penrod. Happy Tuesday to you. Hey, Crocs just put out some cowboy boots not too long ago. But if you need another pair of Crocs modeled after a McDonald's character, now you can get some Grimace Crocs, which if I see you wearing them, I'm going to grimace.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz.
I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry that we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Adam Sandler delivers signature laughs in this animated musical comedy about the last year of elementary school, as seen through the eyes of a class pet. 74-year-old lizard Leo has been stuck in the same classroom for decades, but this year he plans to escape to experience life on the outside, but instead gets caught up in the problems of his anxious students, including an impossibly mean substitute teacher. It ends up being the strangest but most rewarding bucket list ever. Catch Leo on Netflix on November 21st.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
something about a truck in a farmer's field. A no trespass sign and time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field. And something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate summer night, there's something about beer sitting on ice. There's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy miss. There's something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. On that drop tailgate, back behind the corn. The most natural thing you'd ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. Something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you want to dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m.
As the thunder rolls, howling in all night's light. Online at 98qcountry.com. Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do.
Point three.